USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia's final debate in the gubernatorial election took place Sunday night. Republican Governor Brian Kemp.
We have the lowest unemployment rate in the history of the state. We have the most people ever working in the history of our state. And we're seeing economic opportunity in all parts of our state. People have opportunity in Georgia no matter their neighborhood or their zip code. We've been focused on strengthening rural Georgia. We've also fully funded our schools and given a well-deserved historic teacher pay raise.
Democrat challenger leader Stacey Abrams.
Elections are a choice between where we are and where we want to be. What does the next 4 years look like? In this Georgia, right now, people are feeling economic pain. And unfortunately, under this governor, the pain is only getting worse. But I look forward to leading a Georgia where everyone has the opportunity to thrive. And I want to land on my record to do so.
Dozens of people have died after a cable bridge carrying hundreds of people collapsed into Makchu River in India on Sunday. At least 140 people were killed after the collapse. It's unclear how many people were on the bridge when it failed, but it recently was renovated and reopened less than a week ago. Officials fear the death count could increase as recovery efforts continue at this hour. Tonight's lottery is worth nearly $1 billion. Tim Berg has more.
The Powerball jackpot is reaching the $1 billion mark. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in Saturday night's drawing. That means tonight's jackpot in the multi-state lottery game will be worth $1 billion. The largest Powerball jackpot of all time was just over $1.5 billion for the January 23, 2016 drawing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The loss of life from a crowd surge at an overpacked South Korean Halloween concert over the weekend included 2 Americans. Tony Maruso has more.
A national mourning period is underway in South Korea after more than 150 people in Seoul are dead. Many got trapped and crushed after a huge Halloween party. About 100,000 people gathered in Itaewon for the country's biggest outdoor Halloween celebration since COVID. BBC reporter Helia Hatton has the details.
It was supposed to be a night of fun. 100,000 people packed into the party district of Itaewon on Saturday, eager to celebrate Halloween for the first time since the pandemic began. But South Korea's Interior Minister, Lee Sung-min, said officials hadn't anticipated so many would flock to Itaewon's narrow streets. He defended the decision not to dispatch more police to the area in advance.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments on Monday in 2 cases that could determine whether colleges can consider skin color in their college admissions process. The cases deal with the admissions policy of Harvard and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Students for Fair Admissions, or SFFA, sued both schools, alleging their policies which consider race as a factor in admissions. Halloween looks good for most of America tonight. Storms will be a factor along the eastern seaboard. USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.